This is Rachel Spencer reporting for the OBU Online Signal. I am here with Sharon Kosh to tell us about the International Food Festival. Sharon is the ESL coordinator here at Ouachita. Sharon, tell us about the International Food Festival.
Well, this is an annual event that is sponsored by the International Club in conjunction with the Daniel R. Grant's Center for International Education. And we put on a program that is food as well as entertainment, but a time when we can showcase the international students that are on our campus.
Okay, how did this get started? Do you know any of the history behind it?
I sure do. Many years back, it used to be part of campus ministries in Christian Focus Week, and we would have a night where our international students would bring food and tell us a little bit about their country by putting up like a trifold up in Evans Student Center. And then it kind of got handed on through other leadership to where it was just the international students doing it without a lot of support, and it started to become less of an event that people wanted to attend. And so 6 years ago now, the Grant Center and the international students got together through the club and decided to work as a team. We formed a committee, and then we decided to really push hard to make this a very enjoyable event that people not only on campus but in the community could also come and enjoy getting to know our international students and a little bit about their culture and their food while on campus.
So the Grant Center and the International Club are the main groups behind this event?
They are.
Okay. What places are represented in the Food Fest?
Well, we try to get every student from abroad, every student who has traveled abroad through our study abroad program, and every MK, and then every faculty member who has a connection, either having come from abroad or having lived abroad for a while as missionaries or faculty members. We try to get each one of those people to participate by providing food or alternatively to serve on the committee to work with us or to also provide a table decoration that represents their culture and their community.
Okay, awesome. Each year the event has a theme. What can you tell me about the theme this year?
Well, this year it's the marketplace. And it's not only a marketplace where you can come in and buy a ticket at the door and get food, but it's also, for the first time, we're offering a marketplace where we are providing jewelry and other products that are made by women around the world, either through organizations that help to empower them or through organizations that support them through fair trade so that their families are able to be brought out of poverty. So this year we're having World Craft, who are supported by the Southern Baptist Women's Missionary Union, WMU, and we're also having one of our Ouachita alum, Jana Harp Dean, who has one maker. She has women who make jewelry for her in Afghanistan and Kenya. And SIFE have a project this year where they're selling t-shirts to raise funds for an orphanage in Honduras. So people can come in and purchase that in the hallway or the mall outside of the Walker Center and then go on in and taste food from around the world.
And Jana is the same one that spoke in chapel last semester?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. How can people be involved in the International Food Festival?
Well, already we've got some Americans working with internationals on the committee, the planning committee. The volunteers that we need for this always are a great help, and usually we get our American friends who are interested in international affairs to work along with our committee to volunteer crowd control, in being maitre-d's in the hall, in helping wash up and clean up, helping to serve drinks and things like that. So we're looking for help, even traffic control outside, because this has become a huge event about 500 people showed up last time. And so it does take a lot of groundwork and planning and a lot of volunteer help from our whole OBU community, not just the internationals.
When is this event and where is it located?
Well, it's going to be on next Tuesday, the 21st of February, and it starts at 6 o'clock and it will be over by 8. It's going to cost $5 to get in at the door, but if you're coming, bring a debit card or a credit card or a check or some cash to come and purchase goods so that in this marketplace you can offer part of your life to help empower women around the world through purchasing products that they have made that are really very cool, actually. I think you'll really enjoy them.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for joining me today as I talked with Sharon Kosh, the ESL coordinator, about this year's International Food Festival. For the Ouachita Signal Online Edition, this is Rachel Spencer. Goodbye.